Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about the latency phase of child development. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, of course, the first question that comes to mind, what is latency?
Yes, latency is a kind of unknown but very important phase in developmental psychology for children. So between early childhood and up to adolescence, in fact, latency is divided into two different phases. So phase one would be the ages between 5 years old and 8 years old. And phase two is between 8 years old and 12 years old.
Now, surely a lot occurs between 5 and 12. What does a latency phase generally imply psychologically?
It's massive. It's very important, but kind of it's a little bit invisible, if you like. Psychologically, we're looking at the child's capacity to transition from a child within a family unit to, let's say, a student identity, and from a student identity being able to enter into late adolescence, early adulthood as a member of society, so professional or further studies, if you like.
Now, school is, of course, is obligatory. So what does a transition from home to society have to do with psychology?
Well, psychologically, we're looking at two different factors. So the capacity to separate from one's parents, on the one hand, that means being able to invest in relationships, personal, social, intellectual, professional relationships with people other than one's family, and the capacity to invest their mind and body into a satisfying activity, whether that's an academic project, such as going to university, or a professional project, such as getting a job. And therefore, psychologically, latency phase is, for us, a very key invisible, if you like, process that sets up a child to enter into adolescence, where then they can have a strong adolescence that allows them to enter into early adulthood.
Thanks, Rebecca. For more information, visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.